Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Yes, I do sound this bad. My apologies. Joining me now, he sounds better. Joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, I'm sorry your throat is under the weather. Yeah. Hope it gets better soon.
Me too.
There's so much news. We could do hours and hours. I want to talk about how our neighbors did it defending themselves, because I think there's something we can learn there, too.
Yeah.
Ready to jump in?
Yeah, please.
Okay. This one's out of Bartlesville, Oklahoma. As ordinary as it gets, this lady's working at home. Oddly, the police and news reports don't give us the time of the call, but her neighbors inadvertently do. They said, yeah, I heard shots fired, and I just sent my kids off to school. So I'm guessing about 8 o'clock in the morning. She's at home working on her laptop, and she hears somebody beating on her front door. She goes, well, wait a minute. I'm at work. What? I wasn't expecting anybody. And this guy starts yelling. And the more she pays attention, the crazier things sound. She goes, I'm not opening that door. Oh, no. She grabs her firearm, calls 911, and says, I'm not sure what's going on. I'm trying to talk to somebody through my door. He's not taking no for an answer. Finally, the guy outside kicks down the door, launches it all the way across the room. You know, oh, by the way, to do that, you have to tear all the hinges out of the door frame and the security chain off the wall. And he comes in. Needless to say, that's not someone, excuse me, madam, I've noticed your newspaper's getting dampened. Yeah, I thought I'd look. No, Nothing like that at all. He comes toward her. She shoots him one time. He stops. She stops. The police get there, they cuff him, make sure he's disarmed, EMTs transport him. I'm betting this guy was intoxicated because she doesn't know him from Adam. She doesn't know why he's there. The police finally get help unlocking his phone. The guy was trying to buy sex online and was scammed and sent to this address who doesn't know him from the man on the moon.
Okay.
Wow. Talk about a strange delivery at your front door. And what it doesn't say is, what should we do in that case? And I'm not talking about how to make sure nobody's... I'm worried about the defender, not the person who's looking for company. Let me be clear. It doesn't say where she was in her home, Bill.
Right.
And to me, that makes all the difference, you know. You and I, if someone's knocking at my front door and I have this tendency, I have a peephole, I can look. Okay, what is it? Maybe I'll open the door, maybe not. But there's something about this guy's demeanor that says, no chance. You're not coming in. I tell you what, you may come in, but the police will mediate our first meeting. Okay, that impulse to go answer the door is in conflict with your safety. And the person who has done a great job with this is Masad Ayoub. If you watch his videos, he doesn't even stand where he can be seen at the door. He's treating that last corner like a barricade.
Right.
He's looking around the corner. He does not have a gun in his hand. He's got his hand near his firearm. He's looking around the corner going, what do you want? He's not completely visible, so he's using cover as concealment. They see his eye only. I go, wow, that's so common. But this affected me so much, I went, I have glass panels near my door. My wife and I should practice this because this is pretty common. You know, there was a, what did I see? A robbery crew. It was in California. They think they're actually foreign nationals. They're going to the back of the house, kicking in sliders, sliding glass doors,
right,
and walking in. And they're as professional as they come. So you hear someone banging on the door, you might want to approach it with a little bit of caution. There's a second story that was so similar, except this is in Chicago, of all places. Guys at home, as near as I can tell, it's a high-rise apartment. Sounds like it. And his first notion that something's wrong is with one kick, the door is knocked in. So he's starting a lot later in the problem. He gets up and he shoots the bad guy who breaks in and comes toward him. But again, where do you do that? We would say you don't want to go toward the door. It's not your job to stop the guy from stealing your silverware. It's your job to save your life. Maybe you stay in your bedroom.
So here's the problem with that. If I'm awake and somebody's trying to come in while I'm awake.
Yeah.
I kind of think that as soon as they've made it in the house, that I don't have to get up there and say, are you here to steal the silverware or to rape me and murder my wife? And I said that. I messed that up on purpose. But I don't think that's my issue at that point if somebody breaches and comes in the house. However it is they do it. And if they are bad guys and everything, I think that of course you want to use tactics and everything. You don't want to be standing there in the classic isosceles position with your shoulders hunched up around your ears and
right,
ready to go blazing. But you do want to be in a position where there's only so far they're going to be able to make it in. And if you want to give them a choice, you know, if they see you with guns up and they decide to run, okay.
But what you're saying is it depends on the context.
Yeah.
Middle of the day,
yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
You know, Kim's up. Maybe you've got relatives in the house.
Right.
Maybe you have grandchildren in the house.
Right.
Oh, that's a very different story,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Everything changes then.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think there's a one size fits all. I bet you there's, it is
right.
The most it's as individualistic as fingerprints, the type of things you might face in an encounter where you might have to go guns up if they come in and break in on your house.
And there, that's my point. You need a plan that has different answers depending on different situations.
Right.
If you're asleep and someone's already kicked in your door and they're in your house, let's not go get in a gunfight in the middle of your house. I want you to have every advantage. And Bill and I will swear this on a stack of Bibles. I know we're going to agree. Making that guy come through your bedroom door puts you at a huge advantage, particularly if you're, like, hidden behind the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go.
Well, I mean, like you said, it just depends on where you are in the house. You're going to have to fight wherever
exactly.
You are. You're going to have to fight wherever you are. And if you...
Right.
Once you... If you start moving... If you don't see them coming in, if you don't know exactly where they are, when you start moving, you are now giving up the tactical advantage.
Can be, absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And we've got millions of new gun owners, and they go, yeah, I'll use a gun to defend me and my family. And I'm going, do you know how?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about marksmanship or firearm safety or... There's more to learn.
I've got a question about the millions of new gun owners, simply because I've been wondering there's this thing we're hearing, and I'll ask you about this in the opening before we go into the next defensive gun use. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. That's 20 minutes once a week. I also write the Slow Facts blog. I try and get a couple articles out a week, 2,100 for you to look at now. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens. With all that, it's a target-rich environment, and Bill and I always have something to talk about.
Always have something to talk about. Even if there's nothing in the news, there's enough out there to talk about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morris. Before you go into the next defensive gun use, you were talking about the millions of new gun owners we've got. And I've been asking this question. How is it that we consider the gun industry to be in a slump when we're at month 49 or 50 where there's been over a million guns sold in each of those months for the last 49 months, 50 months? That was a question I put out there because everybody's like, well, we're afraid to do this, we're afraid to do that. And I was told that the new gun owners that came into the system during the COVID thing, and I you know, the COVID thing was 2020, 2021, parts of 2022. So let's say half of 2020, because COVID really went viral in about March or April, right?
Right.
So half of 2020, all of 2021, and some of 2022. So maybe that's 2 years altogether. But for the last 50 months, right, we've been having
right.
million plus. And
yeah,
we had shortages of guns during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So then here's I'm being told that everybody that became a new gun owner during that time dumped their guns into the market after they got them. And most of the guns being sold now are used guns, except that we don't, if we say to ourselves, if we go on the high end and say there's 15 million new gun owners out there, that means 15 million guns dumped in the used market. But that's not 50 million guns if we're out there and we're just going to play that stupid game of only one gun per sale for the last 50 months, even though we know
right.
something, like in my state, I don't have to go through a background check to buy a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And some people buy two or three at a time. So we're just playing the one gun at a shot. So I'm still not, I still wonder why we're being told that the gun industry is in a slump.
And yeah, their sales don't say slump. I think what we're saying, that we're calling it a slump. They're yeah. saying we don't know what to make of the market. A firearms manufacturer is making a multi-year investment when they say we want to come up with a new gun or modifications. With the guys who I thought were brave were the guys who said, I'm going to build an entirely new factory to make primers in the United States. Because that's a mountain of regulation and equipment. We see new ammunition companies being formed and new manufacturing plants made for ammo. So somebody's saying, this is permanent. This is the new normal. What the CEOs and CFOs of these huge companies are saying, I don't know. But when you go to SHOT Show, there appear to be a lot of new guns.
Well, and I mean, the other thing, I keep hearing about how the AR market is dead, except
huh.
new ARs coming out all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just.
Well, okay. Compared to the time when you could say, I've got this kind of ordinary AR and I want to sell it for $1,500, well, those times are dead. And if you built your company on those kinds of prices, you are struggling now. Because I think the AR, it is a Barbie gun. You can trick it out a lot.
Sure.
But unless you're that kind of shooter, that's not necessary.
Well, back to the defensive gun uses thing. I just wanted to see. I just want to see if you were as quizzed over this as I am, because I'm just sitting here going, okay.
You know what? It reminds me of people who are doing lazy reporting and are kind of ripping and reading what the last guy wrote about. So, yeah, I don't understand it either. Wish I could.
Yeah.
Where did this one happen? One of our new favorite places to report on, Philadelphia. You were guessing Chicago. Would have been a close second.
Yeah.
It's after midnight. This guy's sitting in his car. It's still cold. It's still wintertime up there. And a car comes by and sideswipes his car, takes off the mirror. He goes, what the heck? His car's running while he's sitting in it. Now, we don't know if he was getting in it, checking his phone, waiting for it to warm up. But he goes, and the car that does the sideswipe keeps going. So he goes, wait a minute. Turns in, follows the car. He goes, at least I want to get a license plate. Well, that car leads him on a bit of a chase, turns down an alley, and then stops. And he goes, okay, we're going to get this straightened out. And a guy gets out of the back seat who's armed. This was a setup for a carjacking. Unfortunately for the carjackers, hooray for our driver, he's armed. Legally, has all the Pennsylvania permits, is carrying that night. The guy, bad guy, comes toward the car, shouts for him to get out, What we don't know is whether the guy shot from the driver's seat, rolled down the window, or shot through the windshield, got out of the car and had a gunfight. We don't know. So that's a question we might want to talk about. Shoots the bad guy runs, gets in the white car. Oddly enough, this is one of those, you wrote it this way and it actually happened. This sounds like a movie. There was a cop nearby who heard gunshots. Cop goes, those are gunshots. This is bad. Sees our defender. Defender goes, I'm glad you're here, officer. Cop goes, what happened? Well, mirror, car chase, carjacking. Okay. What did the bad guy look like? What did the car look like? Now, cops have radios. Immediately, there are patrol cars in the area. They see the car. By the way, it's kind of dinged on the right side. Easy to sort it out. They follow it shortly. Three guys bail out. One of them isn't running too well. One of them they catch. The other guy, the wounded guy's not putting up much of an escape. He goes to the hospital, shot in the leg. Is it any surprise they find firearms, that the criminals were armed, and that the car was stolen yesterday? Our good guy is not charged with a crime. But wow, what a wake-up call. There I was, sitting in my car, in the dark, letting it warm up while I check my phone, and all of a sudden, I'm in a gunfight.
Good time gone bad.
Yep.
Or normal time gone bad or something like that. Anyway, yeah, that's the way it works, though.
This is Philadelphia. Yeah. When you don't prosecute criminals when they, you know, steal less than $900 or what is it, less than $1,000,
right?
Somehow you end up generating more criminals, and you say, yeah, no, these joyrides, that's just a joyride. That's carjacking.
Right.
People are being robbed at gunpoint. What the heck?
Yep. Tell everybody how to find you right quick, please.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It's a 20-minute podcast. Talks about how our neighbors did in armed defense. Comes out once a week. Look, on your commute. Just as a little snack food of a podcast. I also write the Slow Facts blog. Those articles are longer. I try and give everybody the story behind the story. My writing is picked up. It's carried at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. I saw it some other places recently, too.
Yeah.
Once a week, I'm here with Bill.
Yes.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Sex and Money takes center stage in the hearing regarding the potential removal of DA Fannie Willis from Donald Trump's Georgia election case. A Trump co-defendant alleges that Willis financially benefited from hiring Nathan Wade, who allegedly treated her to luxurious vacations. Wade claims that Willis contributed financially, but lacks deposit slips to substantiate the payments. The Kansas City Police Chief reports that the Super Bowl shooting began as a dispute among a number of individuals, culminating in gunfire. Chief Stacy Gray Graves disclosed that two of the shooters are juveniles, and among the 22 wounded victims, half are under the age of 16. Researchers have detected additional water in outer space. Utilizing data from a retired NASA mission, scientists identified water on the surfaces of two asteroids. The Southwest Research Institute reports this marks the inaugural discovery of water molecules on an asteroid's surface. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
The states are in the news. I have something else we could talk about from Slow Facts. I want to jump into the news. Maybe we'll get back to Slow Facts later.
Okay.
So after the Bruin decision, the number of applications for concealed carry permits in Maryland increased sixfold. That's a big jump.
Yep.
That's not, a little bit. A few more people were going from thousands to tens of thousands. And at the same time, very same time period on the calendar, the number of murders in Baltimore fell to its lowest rate. The numbers in January were the lowest numbers since 2015.
Right.
Wait a minute. I thought guns caused crime. That's what all the Baltimore Democrat politicians were telling us.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the mayor will claim it's his leadership. By the way, did you notice that Marilyn Mosby, the former state attorney for Baltimore, was recently convicted of both perjury and financial fraud? She lied about loans for two homes she was getting in Florida.
Yeah. She that was some creative bookkeeping.
Yeah. Well, Maryland, that's the political milieu I want you to be thinking of, because Maryland has a rifle ban. And you may remember, again, back in the Bruin case, the U.S. Supreme Court returned a number of gun ban cases to the lower courts and said they got the rulings wrong.
Wrong.
Do it over. That's called, they grant review it, say you got it wrong, and return it back. They don't even examine the case at large at the U.S. Supreme Court. It's just one letter. Got it wrong. Go fix it. Well, one of those cases went back to the lower courts. It's a year and a half now, right? And the Fourth Circuit returned the case to a subpanel of the court. That's fine. Those judges said, after a year and a half, this is too hard. And we think we're going to tell you something that is going to get appealed to you anyway. So here, why don't you guys just solve it? That's really odd. That's almost unprecedented because none of the parties in the case, either the plaintiffs nor the state, asked for an en banc, meaning the complete body of the court, to review the case. And, all right, when a subpanel of the court sits on it for 18 months and then says, this is too hard, and no matter what we say, it's going to get appealed to you anyway, at that point, the Firearms Policy Coalition just threw up their hands and said, nah, this is not how courts work. U.S. Supreme Court, would you please smack these guys on the head and give us a ruling? Okay, which makes sense to me. If there really is no, there are no facts in doubt. It's not like we need to brief anybody. Hi, judges, this is the law.
Right.
This is what the law said. You can argue about which laws are interpreted one way, but that's already been written out. We're not arguing about, did Mr. Morris go 49 miles an hour or 46 in the 45 mile per hour zone? We're not arguing facts. We're arguing interpretations of the law. That's what you guys do. Go do it. I wonder if the U.S. Supreme Court is finally going to have to ask for a special master who says, you guys aren't listening to the court. You're out and out violating what the court said, just like it did for civil rights law after, you know, in the 1950s. And that's actually a segue to the next article I want to talk about.
Okay.
Have you ever wondered if we had a civil war in this country, where it would start? My sort of tacit is, go ahead.
Well, I thought that we got a advanced trailer of what it might look like at the Bundy Ranch.
Right. Yep.
But as far as where it would start, that was, you know, that's never been one of those things that was just real clear cut.
I assumed if the union broke up, it would start in Texas. That's the attitude that Texans wear. I think we were radically, radically wrong. Maybe it'll be Hawaii. Because Hawaii just said they don't have to obey the U.S. federal law or the U.S. Constitution. They gave the U.S. Supreme Court the middle finger on Wednesday. They said, you don't understand, Hawaii is special. We have the Aloha spirit, so the Second Amendment doesn't apply here. It's not in our state constitution, so we don't have to obey the U.S. Constitution. That's a pretty radical interpretation of law.
Well, you know, to a degree, I kind of think it's almost insurrection-y to a degree.
Yeah, yes, 100%. 100%. Now, the ruling reads like something out of, you know, it reads like something out of San Francisco where the judge is stoned. The Hawaii court argued that unrestricted public carrying undermines constitutional rights rather than is codified in them. So how do you appeal to constitutional rights while you deny the existence of the Second Amendment in the same breath? That's just bizarre.
Right.
The ruling references HBO's crime drama The Wire when it suggested that adhering to outdated norms, societal norms, is unreasonable. All I can say is, wow, Judge, law and math are hard because we have millions of people, closer to 3 than 2, 2.7 change million, of people who defend themselves every year with a firearm. You don't do that over a parking place. You do that because you're afraid you're going to get killed when the guy breaks in the door. You grab your gun, shout, I called the cops, I'm armed. And hopefully, as they usually do, the robber goes, this isn't the robbery I had planned. I'll try down the street.
Right.
Is that hard, Bill?
No,
is that too hard for a judge?
And see, this is the thing. I would think that based on some of the arguments that they make, that they're basically saying there's no need for us to be around here anyway, because this is the norm. And I guess they exist so that they can, make sure that the norm is maintained. But I guess at some point they're going to have to make their mind up which they want to be when they grow up, because, you know, on the one hand, they want to be the last word. And then, you know, when you give them a chance to be the last word, then they want to get out there and say, well, this is the norm. And it is not the norm anymore. That's why we have these legal precedents. The precedent sets right. The new norm. And it's an ever-changing thing. It's an always-changing thing, and that's both political, or if you go back and reclaim the originalist intent. So, you know.
Well, I like what the Supreme... I read Judge Thomas's ruling. He said, there is a balance to be struck here between liberty and risk to society. And we struck that balance when they wrote the Second Amendment and passed it. Just like there was a balance between liberty and tyranny, and we struck that balance when we broke up our federal government into different branches and had them independent of each other and contentious one for another.
Right.
The executive doesn't make laws, nor does the judicial. Making laws is the part of legislation, the legislators, but they don't enforce them, nor do they rule on them. So he goes, oh, yeah, there's lots of checks and balances all the time, but not at the state level. That law is passed. If you want to change the Constitution, by all means, go for it. You know how to do it.
Yep. Well, they know that would never work. A constitutional convention would never work for them. We're going to get into the break before you have a chance to tell how to find you. So when we get back, we'll find out how to find Mr. Morse and everything. But, yeah, this is it's always going to be an ongoing event. This is Lock and Load.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This is Lock and Load, talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where are we going this last segment, sir?
I want to start by interviewing you, Bill.
Oh my!
What the heck is going on in South Carolina with constitutional carry?
So
House passed it. The Senate passed it. The bills are different.
Yeah.
And now everybody's got an excuse.
Yeah. So the House passed a bill that. A lot of people looked at, and one of the things was they reiterated the whole, you can lose your gun rights if you're in prison for a long, if you have a conviction where you're in prison for 1 year. That's part of federal law. That's not a new thing. But
right.
Since the lawmakers and the behind the scenes, quote, grassroots, end quote, are out there, they're not really paying attention to what has happened before and what's in place. So they're always looking for the perfect bill. So this, it goes from the House to the Senate. Now, it's gone from the House to the Senate many times. It's never come out of the Senate. It's never been voted on in the Senate. So this time, when it went to the House this time, the Senate, they got it out of the Judiciary Committee where it normally would die, and they got it out there for a vote. And they have something called Amendment 36 attached to it, which is a really stupid amendment. And Amendment 36 is basically this. If you have a permit and you commit a crime with a gun, the penalty you face for that is not as severe as if you commit a crime with a gun and you don't have a permit.
That's different.
Now, we're talking about permitless carry. Now, part of it may be, it may have to do with the messaging, or it may have to do with the fact that they really just don't want anybody to have permits. It's already illegal to commit a crime with a gun anyway. Permit or not, right? And getting out there and using it in the commission of a crime should be uniform across the board. But what they're saying is that this is the revolving door of criminals getting out there using guns, although they either didn't look at the language or the language wasn't explained. But when it got back to the House, now it passed out of the Senate, first time it's ever done. It got passed in the Senate for the first time ever. That's major, that is major advancement towards it. But it's not perfect. And in the quest for the perfect, they've decided that they're not going to concur with this coming out of the House. So at this particular moment, this is a confluence, if you will, of a bunch of politicians who, quite honestly, don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're passing. They don't know. And if you point certain things out to some of the people that are trying to influence things behind the scenes, like one of the things is it would make law enforcement less safe. First of all, if somebody's going to roll up on cops and start shooting cops, I'm almost certain they're not going to have a permit on them. I'm almost certain they're not buying their gun from a gun shop.
Right.
I'm almost certain they don't even have a gun that has a serial number on it.
Yeah.
So, now we're going to conflate criminals with people, with law-abiding citizens. We're doing that.
Right.
When I ask, how is it that 27 states have permitless carry, and they do not have that issue, I am told that the people in those 27 states aren't as bad as the bad guys in South Carolina, which is a new standard of stupidity, in my opinion.
That's a new argument. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. And that's because in the inner city of Columbia, where they're all considering this, you have blood and Crip activity. And that's all based on drugs. And in Columbia, you have the seat of state government. You have Fort Jackson, South Carolina. You have the University of South Carolina. And you have Jim Clyburn's district, which is butts up right against the downtown Columbia. And you have a lot of activity in a lot of specific geographical areas. Criminal activity, right?
Crime is local, right?
And they've also had Antifa activity, BLM activity. There's the front steps of the state house are always sort of a flashpoint where the protesters want to be. Some of them are harmless, some of them are not. There's really no way of telling who it is or what they're going to do. And, most of the people, I grew up in Columbia. And most of the people that I grew up with have moved away from Columbia to the other side, as they say, to the other side of the river, which is the French Broad River that splits it into. They moved to the other side where there's less crime.
Yeah.
Because of all that stuff that's in there. But when I hear this, when I ask the question, they're like, well, I still come down on the side of law enforcement. And I'm like, then you obviously are not, you don't understand the Constitution.
Yeah,
because the Constitution. The other thing is what they've done is they're going to take and offer the curriculum for the concealed weapon permit class free twice a month in each county.
I saw that.
Yeah. Now, for somebody but it's not compulsory. Right. So all of the stuff that came out of the Senate, this is all feel-good stuff. It's with a bunch of guys that don't know what's going on. You got some Democrats from down in the low country. The guy who just was the defense attorney, Hart Pootley and Dick Hart Pootley, and he defended Murdaugh in that big trial. He's out there talking all this nonsense, and it's the same talking points we've heard over and over again. And just like
everything for press release.
Right. Now, the other thing that's happened, just like it happened in North Carolina. In North Carolina, at the very last incident, when Paul Ballone had a bill that was about to pass, and he says it wasn't a perfect bill, but it was, he actually gotten something to where it could go. NRA shoots in there and says, this is not a perfect bill. We do not support it.
Right.
Now, NRA has not said that here. They've come in and said, this is not a good bill, but if you guys vote to concur with it, we're going to grade you. And like all good politicians who are absolutely gutless in most cases, even when you're looking at a toothless threat like the NRA right now, they caved. So right now, I don't know where it's at. And quite honestly, I don't care.
Really?
I don't care. I have a permit. I've had a permit for years.
Well, we're right.
And as far as I'm concerned, if the people of South Carolina, if they wanted this bill, it has been passed out. This could be worked on if they just got it on the books. Paul Ballone thinks it should be gotten on the books just to have something to work with. Some other places think, some other associations that you know that you would respect, they think it should be gotten on the books. Gun Owners of America does not. NRA does not.
Interesting.
So we've got all these little dueling opinions going back and forth, and in the interim, the House Republicans are just sitting there going, I don't know who to believe, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And when you've got a politician out there that's looking for answers, I don't have a problem with listening to your constituents. Go out there and have a little meeting. Listen to what your constituents say. Even if it's against what you believe, vote that way if you want to do that. Legitimate.
Right.
If you're just getting out there and you've got a couple of tennis players and you're trying to figure out which one to back that gives you the least, that makes you look good in everybody's eyes, doesn't exist.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. And that is the art of politics.
Yeah.
Okay, we made some gains. It's not perfect. We pass it. And by the way, and here's my amendments to fix it. You know, we'll pass it today.
They're not interested in it. I'm pulling up somebody the other day called me and asked me what I thought about it. And I was like, well, I'll tell you what I think about it. But I don't really have the clear cut answer, because if it was my answer, I would take the glass half full.
Right. Okay. We're in violent agreement.
Yeah. Yeah. So as far as whether we ever get it or not, I've seen this come and go a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And we got too many politicians in South Carolina that do not see beyond the imaginary line on the map. It's like we're in this opaque dome, so they don't know what goes on in the rest of the country. They don't look. They're not curious.
And gotcha.
Why I wouldn't be calling, like, you know, if I'm the Speaker of the House, I would be calling the Speaker of the House of Pennsylvania. Who just passed it. They just passed it here recently. They've got a year of stats. Year before, year after. They got a year of stats. It's either... it might be Ohio. I'd be calling Ohio.
Yeah.
And
Ohio.
I'd be asking them. But before we run out of time, because we're about to, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. 20 minutes, once a week, a little snack food of a podcast. I also write the Slow Facts blog. Yeah, that's longer, 2,100 articles. Write about a lot of things, a lot of gun rights there for you. My writing is picked up often at Clash Daily and at OpsLens. Bill, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Coming up, we got hour number two, and we got what is perennially, I don't even know if that's, what is always Mr. Morse's favorite follow-up, and that would be Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Gungevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Gungevity for over 17 years, since before it was Gungevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Gungevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Gungevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Gungevity.